Wednesday, December 10th from 5:30 to 7:30. You can also talk your favorite books with fellow readers, KEXE staff, and What We're Reading host Tammy Bobrowski. Used books from the Red Door Bookstore will be available for purchase. Let's kick off hour two right now of American Roots on KAXE.
This is American Roots from New Orleans, where we break out next with the roots and branches of bounce music.
Let's go! We've got New Orleans!
That's Big Frida, the queen diva of bounce, a rump-shaking dance music with sources in hip-hop and rap, and much earlier jazz and R&B. Here's what Big Frida, whose everyday name is Freddie Ross, says about the rhythmic sound of bounce.
This brown beat is one of our signature beats here to New Orleans. You have the brown beat, you have the roll call. You know, we used a lot of the Trigger Man. You have the cheeky black claps. We even used a lot of the clippings from the Peter Piper. We all feed off each other.
5, 4, 3, 2.
More Big Frida coming up. Bounce needs to be seen, but we can say it's hardly the first time New Orleanians have shaken what God gives us. A funky butt dance goes back to turn-of-the-century street parades led by cornet player Buddy Bolden, who sang Funky Butt, Take It Away, Open the Windows and Let the Bad Air Out. We don't have recordings of Bolden, but here's a taste of Bogalusa Strut from the Sam Morgan Band in 1928.
This is American Roots from New Orleans.
And if you like the music, tell all your friends. But if you don't like the music, don't tell nobody.
Thought I heard Buddy Bolden say, "You nasty, but you dirty. Take it away. You're terrible. You're awful. Take it away." I thought I heard him say, I thought I heard Buddy Bolden shout, "Open up that window and let that bad air out. Open up that window and let that foul air out." Yes, I thought I heard Buddy Bolden say.
Swing your butt, punk coat strut. Swing your butt, swing it to the left, swing it to the right, swing it to the one that you love all night. Swing your booty all night long. Do the punk coat strut, do the punk coat strut. Swing your butt, punk coat strut. Swing your butt, swing it to the left, swing it to the right, swing it to the one that you love all night. Swing your booty all night long. Daddy Walker original, y'all. Do the punk coat strut. Swing your butt. Punk coat strut. Swing your butt. Oh, swing it to the left. Swing it to the right. Swing it to the one that you love all night. Swing your booty all night long. Oh, strut, swing your butt. Do the punk coat strut, swing your butt. Swing it to the left, swing it to the right. Swing it to the one that you love all night. Swing your booty all night long. Oh, second line. Do the punk coat strut, swing your butt. Punk coat strut, swing it. Do the punk coat strut to the left, swing it to the right. Swing it to the one that you love all night. Swing your booty all night long. Oh, here we go.
Court strut. Swing your butt. From trumpeter Kermit Ruffins, a man so deeply loyal to playing in his New Orleans hometown second lines and nightclubs, including his own, the Mother-in-Law Lounge. And we started with Jelly Roll Morton's Song of Remembrance for the original Funky Butt protagonist, I Thought I Heard Buddy Bolden Say. Moving the flesh to a dance beat is one side of our setup for hearing about Big Frida, the queen diva of bounce music. The other side is that Frida, or Freddie, also has a whole gospel legacy, and one of the bounce diva's favorite songs is this one. From the late singer Raymond Miles with the gospel Soul Children, Can't Nobody Do Me Like Jesus, live at Jazz Fest on American Roots.
Bye. Don't y'all put me out. Can I holler one more time? Can't nobody do me like you. What's his name?
Jesus.
What's his name?
Jesus.
Power in the name.
Jesus.
Deliverance in the name.
Jesus.
Joy in the name.
Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
What's his name?
Jesus.
We love you. God bless you.
Baby, you are traveling on American Roots from New Orleans.
We'll be right back.
Rebirth Brass Band 1992, taking it to the street where folks show their fashion and dance moves. When brass bands started to engage hip-hop style and rap in the 80s and 90s, bounce had a fertile beginning. More about that in a minute from Big Frida, the queen diva of New Orleans bounce. Stay tuned to American Roots.
That was Jim Miller doing Alligator Man at a 1978 Known Only Locally concert for KAXE. I'm Christy Miller, and I've been a member since 1977, and with husband Jim Miller, Gary Brusty, and Miriam Tell, Known Only Locally played many benefit concerts through the decades. I strongly urge you to donate to this people-powered radio station. We absolutely must keep KAXE, KBXE going. That's all there is to it. Text DONATE to 218-326-1234. Or go online to KAXE.org.
Thanks and good night.
Thank you. We'll see you at the Jack Klein Jamboree next Monday.
I'm Nick Spitzer. This is American Roots. Over the years, New Orleans has been famous for jazz, R&B, rock and roll, soul, funk, and now, bounce. It's butt-shaking dance music with funk, rap, shout-outs to neighborhoods, comedy, backbeat, and sexy dancing. Our friend Gwen Tompkins of the New Orleans Public Radio program Music Inside Out caught up with the queen diva of bounce.
Oh, yeah.
Big Frida.
It's Frida.
Queen diva. Are you looking for me?
Frida is the self-titled queen diva of bounce music and an ambassador of bounce wherever and however people like to dance. Frida's flexible and even pivots seamlessly between gender identities.
Big Frida coming one more time! 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 Excuse, I don't mean to be rude, but give me that mic, let me do what I do.
In the 1990s, Big Frida was a gospel singer and choir director in an area of New Orleans called the Third Ward. But bounce music proved impossible to resist. In the years since, Frida has blossomed as a recording artist, twerk master, television reality star, author, Beyoncé collaborator, soul food chef, LGBTQ advocate, and as one of the most dynamic performers ever.
Right, let's go. Make your booty go, make your booty go, make your booty go. Left, right, let's go. Make your booty go, make your booty go, make your booty go. Round and round, go. Make your booty go, make your booty go, make your booty go.
Thanks so much for being here.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
As I mentioned in the introduction, you have so many different identities, you know, but I would suppose that your first identity was as Freddie Ross Jr., a stylish and lovable young man living near the old Melpomene housing project in New Orleans in the Third Ward. So do you see Freddie as the caterpillar and Frida as the butterfly?
Definitely. That's exactly how it is. You know, most of the time when I'm, you know, handling business or, you know, doing the things that I need to do for my music career, I'm Freddie by day and I'm Frida by night. Because, you know, when Freddie gets into the office, Freddie don't play.
I believe that must be true. Yeah.
Yes.
The thing is, you are Freddie and Frida. You are not transgender.
I'm not.
No, and you've said repeatedly in media that you couldn't care less whether people call you he, she. Is that right?
That's correct. Sometimes people get confused of if they want to say he or she, but I'm comfortable in my skin and I know who I am.
But, you know, your 2015 memoir, Big Frida, God Save the Queen Diva, I can't tell you how moving it is in so many different places because, you know, you do this wonderful job of capturing the cruelties and the kindnesses of childhood.
Yes.
You know.
I tried.
Yeah, were you an optimistic kid?
I was. I mean, I grew up, you know, with a mom who was a hairdresser for over 20-something years and a dad who was a truck driver, a stepdad who was a truck driver. And, you know, they did their best to keep us from all of the things that was going on in our neighborhood. You know, we saw it all from drugs and we saw violence and poverty. And it was very important for me to be able to do something different with my life.
You know, let me ask you this. I mean, do you feel as if you were bullied as a young person?
I was. I was picked on, you know, for being chubby. I was picked on for being gay.
Were you picked on because your nickname was Poopy?
No, not really. A lot of people actually didn't know my nickname at school. Only a lot of my family and my close friends knew me as Poopy. Yeah, so I was very happy about that. I wasn't picked on, you know, for as my nickname.
Now, in the house, though, you know, your mother and your stepfather, I mean, what kinds of music were they listening to?
They would listen to all types of music. You know, all the jams that came on the radio at that time. It can be from Jodeci and LaVert, Michael Jackson, of course.
Mm-hmm.
It will be Prince. It will be Patti LaBelle, the OJs. It will be Maze and Frankie Beverly.
I was just about to ask about that.
Yeah.
What is it about Maze and Frankie Beverly that I'm telling you every New Orleans-born black person
that sound
is crazy about?
That sound, the feeling. And it's just something about those words, happy feelings, you know, and we all want to feel happy. And to be able to express it through music is very important.
From deep in my soul.
The song we're hearing is called Almost Famous, which describes Big Frida in the 1990s. Frida began rapping as a teenager, and his influences included R&B and hip-hop. But one of Frida's most enduring influences is the gospel music he heard as a child. The whole family grew up in Baptist congregations in the Third Ward, and it wasn't long before he found a church of his own.
I wanted to, you know, hear the music in church, hear the preachers preaching in church, you know, go get the Sunday school lesson, go get the donuts after Sunday school. You know, it was so many things. And a lot of times there were so many gospel songs in the church that touched me. As a kid, the Holy Spirit would touch me and move me. And some of the things that I was going through at school, in a neighborhood, all of those adversities, the gospel music was my getaway. It would help me to be soothed. It would get me through every week.
The church, you know, or churches, you know, I mean, in many ways, they're very encouraging of young people. But in other ways, they can be strangely intolerant.
Yes.
Did you experience any pushback during your church experiences?
Definitely say I did. You know, being that I was also a young black gay kid, you know, they had the Sundays where I felt very offended of the sermon, you know, about being a homosexual, or, you know, I would go in the back of the church or step off the choir stand when those particular sermons would happen, because I feel like they were particularly geared towards me. And I would have some of the mothers of the church to come back to me and reassure me that God loves us all, no matter who we are, no matter who we love. And that was the most important thing that, you know, I remembered.
You know, in terms of music in New Orleans, Fats Domino, Dave Bartholomew, the great team from the 50s, mm-hmm. you know, they came up with what they call the big beat, which is like every instrument that's playing is playing rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even the horns, they're playing rhythm,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then Domino is singing, you know, in front of that. But the thing is, with the bounce beat, it's kind of relentless. It's a very strong beat. But beyond that, I find it very difficult to describe. How do you describe it?
It's an up-tempo, heavy bass, call and respond type of music.
Okay.
It's a repetitive knock. It's a repetitive, you know, bass that just keep on knocking.
Can you clap it out for us?
My hands are a little messed up, but it's just like chuck, 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 chuck. And that's kind of like the claps that you have, you know, or you got that boom, ba boom, 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 ba boom, 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 ba boom. And then you got the rat-a-tats. You know, these particular DJs that created the sound of bounce here in New Orleans, they use these beats that they were DJing with, you know, the brown beat being one of them.
Brown beat?
Yeah, it's the brown beat. You ever heard it?
No.
You have to pull it up. This brown beat is one of our signature beats here to New Orleans. You have the brown beat, you have the roll call. You know, we used a lot of the Trigger Man. You have the Cheeky Black Claps. We even used a lot of the clippings from the Peter Piper. We all feed off each other.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Thing is, you know, in the early years, you know, you had an artist like DJ Jimmy, yeah, for instance, who did Where They At.
Where They At.
And he wasn't the first person who did Where They At, but he did it in such a way that it hit the Billboard charts.
Yes.
That early sound gives a lot more freedom, in a way, to the singer.
It does. It's all about being creative. Back then, those artists, they were very spectacular in the way that they created the sound for bounce music, and they laid the foundation for us artists today.
Surprise! Guess what? Bust Down still rocking the house.
And then, like, you've got an artist like Bust Down, Put Your Ballys On.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember? It's old school,
yeah,
but it's
very
fun.
That, in that era, that's the things that were going on. Everybody wanted the animal ballys, you know?
The animal.
Oh, my God, they used to be dying for them shoes.
International threat, so surrender the mic. I'll be ruling the court. The battle me was like a habit that you couldn't support.
I think that's one of the main ingredients that touches music whenever it comes through New Orleans. New Orleans brings humor.
It does. It does bring a lot of humor, baby, with some of the things that we say in those songs. You have to have humor growing up here in New Orleans. You have to have something to keep you laughing.
Big Freedia, girl.
What's up, Katie Red?
Girl, nothing, girl. I'm chilling, girl. One definite girl named Dolly Ducky Freedom.
Dolly who?
Dolly Ducky, ass like a bucket.
Dolly Ducky and the boys want to pluck it.
I promise you,
Freedia. Katie, girl. One day I met this girl named Sally Ragged.
Sally who?
Sally Ragged, and she stole my jacket.
Yeah, baby, baby.
One day I met this girl, her name was Susie Skinner.
Susie Skinner!
And she was not a beginner.
Right, I bet she was a winner.
Oh, she was a winner.
And she had a winner. This is a song that the brothers used to sing.
Big Freddy.
Hey, ready.
Big Freddy.
Hey, ready.
Little Sally Ragged. She bought my best jacket.
But then here we come to 2015. You put out Crazy,
mm-hmm,
right? And all, and the beat is totally different.
Yes.
And much more muscular, much harder. And this is a song that in many ways, it's telling us where bounce is today.
Mm-hmm.
Then you love me, you text my phone, say you're thinking of me. But I ain't got time for that, it's a grown folks situation. And I'm running out of patience, patience, I'm like damn.
Cause you got my head spinning, then you all up in it when my back's spinning. It's all good, I'm your nasty girl, it's your world when you
Girl down.
I mean, it's like sheer energy, sheer power.
It was just a way I was feeling to be able to express myself. You know, I have some songs that's fun, but this was something different, you know, to try to reach a bigger audience and to, you know, try to keep up with the music of today.
That's right. That's right. But what's interesting is when we listen to DJ Jimmy and we listen to your song, just in those few years, the change is that melody is no longer such a necessary part of bounce.
It's not.
There's no need to worry about whether you're on key or off key. You are. It's just you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Driving.
It is. It definitely is just you driving. And today you got all type of younger artists, young bounce artists especially, with their style, their voice, their sound, you know, and it is no particular key or certain melody. It's just them.
It's just them. But you know what? My theory is that Crazy is a love song.
It is.
I mean, and that's what's so jarring. I mean, we think about love songs with flowers and daisies, you know what I mean? And like smooth tones, you know
right,
what I mean? And
right.
stuff. But no, this is like a love song, which is like, damn it, I love you.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Forceful. Crazy love.
You know, NPR, they put out their list of 150 greatest albums by female artists
mm-hmm.
since 1964. And Beyoncé's Lemonade is in the top 10.
Okay.
Yeah. And you yeah. appear, of course, on Formation, which
yeah.
was the lead single from that record, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, I like that.
I did not come to play with you. I came to slay. I like cornbreads and collard greens. Oh, yes, you best to believe it.
Bounce is not necessarily made by straight women, but it seems to be made on some level for straight women.
It is. I mean, wherever the girls are, the boys will follow.
It's true. And it's the same formula that Elvis Presley used.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, everybody's like, oh, Elvis Presley, how is he? Look how he's moving. Oh, let's censor that. But the girls loved it. And once the girls love it, then the boys want to see it.
Yes.
And they want to be part of it. And next thing you know, you're the king of something.
You
know?
Are.
Or the queen.
Right.
But so much of bounce music is about doing whatever you can do to make your... or at least your, I guess on public radio, your bottom.
Yes.
Quiver. But do you ever get tired of
No. Who doesn't like a No, I actually don't. I see all different colors, shapes, sizes. I see all different type of dance moves. I mean, everybody wants to feel sexy. I have grandmothers twerking. They be like, I be at home practicing when I'm watching your show. And, you know, a lot of people come up to me and be like, baby, you be having my grandma bouncing. You know, everybody want to do it. It's something fun. You know, it's not, you know, so sexual where it's like, you know, you are ashamed to do it or whatever. I tell people all the time, the best key to this dance is to practice at home in the mirror so you can feel confident when you go out and show it to your audience.
Well, maybe you need two mirrors, though, because you got to see what's going on behind you.
You don't need two. You got to turn to the side.
I suppose that's right.
Yeah, turn to the side.
Big Frida, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure. You are so sweet.
The provocative bounce performer, Big Frida, speaking with Gwen Tompkins of New Orleans Public Radio's Music Inside Out. And we are back with big musical personalities of New Orleans rhythm and blues that came before bounce. Fats Domino, Lloyd Price, and Dave Bartholomew when American Roots returns.
This is People Powered Radio, KAXE. More from American Roots right after this. We received support from Lakeland PBS, offering 24/7 PBS Kids programming, the PBS Kids video app, educational resources for teachers, parents, and more at lptv.org. Do you rely on KAXE? Are you at least 70 and a half years old? Supporting KAXE's future is easy. Ask your financial advisor to set up charitable IRA distributions to KAXE. Questions? Call Chris at 218-326-1234. Visit KAXE.org for information about food-related resources across northern Minnesota, with hours of operation and locations of food shelves, along with information on soup kitchens and community meals. Back one more time to American Roots.
This is American Roots. Big Frida is in a long line of big New Orleans performance personalities. Buddy Bolden, Jelly Roll Morton, Louis Armstrong, and especially the R&B, rock and roll world of Fats Domino, Lloyd Price, and Dave Bartholomew. So let's start a four-song set with the Fat Man on American Roots.
The big beat keep you rocking in your seat. The big beat keep you rocking in your seat. Clap your hands and stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear this beat. The big beat keep you rocking in your seat. Old grandpa just made 80 years old. Make you jump and make you roll. Oh, Grandpa, just made 80 years old. Peg Leg Joe threw his crutches away. The big beat make you act this way. Come on, gang, let's swing and swing. The big beat make you act this way. Peg Leg Joe threw his crutch away. Yeah.
And Radio Land, this is Dave Bartholomew. Stay tuned to American Root.
Yeah. The monkey speaks his mind. Now, three monkeys sat in a coconut tree, discussing things as they are said to be. Said one to the other, now listen, you two. There's a certain rumor that can't be true, that man descended from our noble race. The very idea is a big disgrace. No monkey ever deserted his wife, starved her baby, and ruined her life. Yeah. The monkey speaks his mind. And you never known mother monk to leave the babies with others to bonk, or pass them on from one to another till they scarcely knew who was their mother. Yeah. The monkey speaks his mind. And another thing you will never see, a monkey build a fence around a coconut tree and let other coconuts go to waste, forbidding all other monkeys to come and taste. Why, if I put a fence around this tree, starvation would force you to steal from me. Yeah, the monkey speaks his mind. Here's another thing a monkey won't do, go out at night and get on a stew. I use a gun, a club, or knife to take another monkey's life. Yes, man descended the weightless bum, but brothers, from us he did not come. Yeah, the monkey speaks his mind.
Miley Lewis, 1956, getting us down yonder on the farm where even the chickens strut with a funky butt. Before that, the late great Dave Bartholomew taking on the human race with the monkey in 1957. And Lloyd Price's Lottie Miss Claudie. Lottie and Claudie are both spelled with a W on the 1952 45 RPM Specialty Records label. And the piano player was Fats Domino. Cue the chicken, please. American Roots is produced at Tulane University School of Liberal Arts. Our presenting stations, WWNO-FM, at the University of New Orleans. The crew for this program included Olivia Broslowski, Lauren Callahan, the late Ken Mills, Gregory LeBlanc, Jacob Morris, Hannah Cohen, April Goltz, and Gardner Spitzer. Thanks also to Marini Studios producing engineers Paul McDonald and Lars Howell. American Roots is supported by the National Endowment for the Arts, New Orleans Tourism and Cultural Fund, and Jim Hart. You can find American Roots on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and our website, AmericanRoots.org, where all interviews and programs can be heard. I'm Nick Spitzer. Until that time, for American Roots from PRX, Public Radio Exchange.
And I want to thank you for helping us this year, especially. It's been a rough year for public media, but you have come through for us over and over again. You've come through when we've had matches on the table, when we have needed your support more than ever. Thank you so much. If you didn't get a chance to do it, you can still give for the end of the year, tax-deductible donations. Go to kaxe.org.
I mean...